This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Sheriffs in Eagle County will be at schools when classes start today because of what they say is tension in the community related to the new mask mandates for elementary and middle schoolers. Eagle County Schools joins several other Colorado districts, including Cherry Creek and Denver Public Schools, in reintroducing mask requirements for students as cases of Delta variant continue to rise. They say masks will help slow the spread of the virus and protect children who cannot be vaccinated yet. There is money for Colorado in the bipartisan infrastructure bill the U.S. Senate passed to help improve roads and bridges. Senator Michael Bennett tells Colorado Matters that it's a one-in-a-lifetime investment for permanent improvements to things like I-70 in Glenwood Canyon, especially after this summer's mudslides. He also says alternative routes will get some attention.
I've been up over Cottonwood Pass twice since these slides happened, and it is definitely in need of improvement.
Bennett says the funding will help protect drivers in Colorado from destructive mudslides and other natural disasters like wildfires. The House has yet to take up the measure. A team of about 30 University of Colorado Boulder students is building a machine that can dig a tunnel and do it fast. It's part of a worldwide contest hosted by a company founded by Elon Musk. The goal is drilling through about 100 feet of earth as quickly as possible, a technology that the Boring Company could use to build tunnels for rapid transit. CU is one of the 12 teams in the competition. This is CPR News. Fort Collins is at 59 degrees right now. The high today will be 92. It'll be sunny, and then that smoke is coming back. Denver is at 63 with a high of 91 today. Also sun to start off, then smoke all over. And Grand Junction is at 75 right now. Clear skies for now. But again, that smoke, it's coming all over the western slope this afternoon as well. This is CPR News.